All right, this is something that you can get on Amazon, which is awesome. Pretty much you get everything there that I think would help us all. And I want to know, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you were to buy this and it was to help you stop a vice or some like bad habit, what would it be? 833-JOE-ALEX. Amazon is selling a bracelet that gives you an electric shock when you eat too much fast food, bite your nails, or spend too much time on the internet. It's a wrist strap that uses a small electronic current to zap you into giving you up your bad habits so you'll stop doing it. It can be used to break habits like smoking, biting your nails, or eating junk food, they say. The pain is the equivalent to touching a doorknob after rubbing socks on the carpet. So it's like an electric shock.
I hate that feeling.
It is, right? So it's not going to like disable you. It's not going to be like a taser, like,
just a little zap.
But it's still like, damn, that hurt. Why? I can just see myself like, Hum, hum, ah!
Yeah, are you gonna put this on like all your potato chip bags or what?
No, you keep it on your wrist, and I don't know how.
Oh, okay.
And they say to give users more incentive. This is where I'm worried. I don't trust any of you people I work with. The app can be downloaded by friends, so they can give you a buzz if they catch you eating
an extra slice
of cake. I can see Liv the Web Girl.
Love that.
I can see Liv the Web Girl not even seeing me, just assuming, oh, it's about 2:30. He probably is having some food right now.
Liv, would you do this for your friend that you know that sucks her thumb?
1,000%. She needs to cut that out.
She sucks her thumb. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's an example. Maybe you need to stop sucking a thumb or, you know, down in Doritos. 833-563-2539. Your friend still sucks their thumb.
Yeah, she still sucks her thumb. So I would 1,000% use that on her. But I also have this extremely bizarre habit.
Tell us.
Yes, it's so weird.
Yes.
And my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, knows about it. And he's always like, quit it. Like, stop. Like, I'm like a little dog. I like bite on the tip of my tongue, like almost like kind of gnaw on it.
Ugh.
And I do it when I'm like really stressed or like anxious and like worried. Or if I'm like really dehydrated, I'll do it. And you can see like a little white dot on my tongue from the spot of where I do it.
Oh my God, her tongue's missing.
I'm not joking. I really do want to get this. I have a slit in my tongue. I'm not kidding. If you look, I'll show you. I have a slit on my tongue.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, that's a big gross to the os. Okay, put your tongue away. Oh my God, you have a tongue piercing. Do your parents know about this?
I don't have a tongue piercing.
I just like to mess with them because Liv's parents listen all the time, so they don't know what's real and what's not. Okay, Alex, what would it be for you if you're gonna get zapped every time you do something?
I bite the knuckle on my pointer finger, and that's completely messed up. I started doing that the summer before probably my sophomore year in high school, like a nervous anxiety thing, and so my knuckle is completely nasty. It is like unfixable. I've had to go to the dermatologist to get special cream and stuff. It was almost like acid that I would put on my knuckle to like burn off the skin I messed up on my finger.
So like skin.
When I think about my hopefully my wedding one day, I think about how I'm gonna have to tell the photographer to completely Photoshop my hand.
You're gonna have to have a handstand in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna need a hand model to be like a stunt double for my wedding photos.
Charlie's on the Joe and Alex show. 833-JOE-ALEX. What would you be able to use this shocking device to help you stop doing? Charlie, what do you got?
Well, my friend sucks her thumb too, and I think it's adorable. I guess nervous tics don't bother me because I've had 3 nervous tics all my life.
What are your nervous tics?
I rub my nose and my eyes at the same time. I walk on my tiptoes, and whenever I get mad, I wring my hands like vigorously.
Like, so hey, Arnold.
Yeah, well, I was going to say like a mad scientist in a cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's adorable. And I don't know, like my mom tried to stop me with the rubbing my nose and my hands thing and put pepper on my knuckles one day when I went to school. And I did it. And then I had to go to the nurse's office because it burned like hell.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, you know what
I just remembered? I do something on the show that drives you guys nuts that would be like a nervous or bad habit is I always like to smell my chocolate hole.
Yeah, that is one of the weirdest things. And then Alex will go up to you, hey, smell my chocolate hole.
It is the circle that I make with my pointer finger and my thumb, and you stick your nose in the center of it and sniff, and that skin and the little hand circle I make smells.
That is so
just like chocolate.
I'm gonna throw up. That is so gross.
Trust me, I've had chocolate before, and that is not chocolate.
you know what that just made me think of?
What?
I would use this shocker thing on if I ever have a daughter and like if she's young and she's known to be like hooking up with guys, I would use it when she's like hooking up with a guy and zap her and the guy.
Good grief.
Wow, jeez. That's just really gross and weird. I just heard Porkchop say daughter and shocker, so I'm out. Thanks.